Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the same, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. We in the park or on VIP.
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, Wrist and Neck, Drip Drop, Clip Pop, Hold That, Romaine, Hand Up, Stand Up, Know That, Wasn't Always Rosé, Click Yeah, Viva, Miami for the weekend, Eatin', She Ma, Pull Up, Valet Park Car, Be Ma, Remember Being Flat Broke Till I Had Enoch, Had To Get My Change Up, Change Up, Like A Flat Tire Side Of The Road, The Right Time With The Right Grind, Climbing The Rose, Rock Diamonds To Glow, Ice Blinding And Shows, Heard Lights To Slide in the hole, it's my way or the highway. Eye on the toe, yes, I'm a pro. Press eye on the foe. Talking, what a walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really
noticed me.
Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him? In the low bubble, trouble with the low brim. Running no huddle, double the score. Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor. Won't settle with all. Middle finger to loss, parquet. Bread and butter, but I hunger for more. Look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore. Mimosas, what I said, starting my mall. Why these other niggas playing cute, playing the show. Be front, she can front if she want. Trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arranged in court. But no dame, it's public. I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flex, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you
wanna
talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Big Chris Wallace, any night, take flight, St. Thomas, first class recliner, wine and empanadas, stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage, touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba, chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda, blue water, white sand, Rona's in the cooler, cue Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly, chilling crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh, they told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion, thought you was fancy, huh, yes you drew like Nancy Dunn, shed a tip for every lappy run, real rap, cause on track, he El Capi son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right, all right. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Last weekend, we had a great show. We had Bill Phillips with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist LVM, and we played their smashing single, Hooked On You. After LVM, we had Vice President of BX Records, founder of Mink, Mina Long, letting us know what's her next move for Mink and just for, excuse me, and for BX Records. Just for the records, GQ Palace and Mink will be joining forces, so watch out, we're taking it to a whole nother level. Now, after Mina Long, we had author David L., and we talked about his novel, My Life is Like a Movie, and Over Your Dead Body. And found, what's his next, finding out what's his next step forward as an author. To hear last week's show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have another amazing show for y'all. We have Angela Hargrove with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming artist Fresh Money, and we will be playing his smashing singles, his smashing single, Hooligan in Brooklyn. After Fresh Money, we have Will Blocks in the building. He's been in the industry for many years, and we're going to talk about his magazine, Blocks. He's here to let us know what's been going on with Blocks and to fill us in on what's going on in the industry also. After Will Blocks, we have Flowway, and we're going to hear some of his exclusive tracks from Even Supreme, a group that he's dealing with that's about to put out some real heavy sounding material. Now, before I introduce this next song, I also want to give a very special shout out to my fiance, who stuck by me through thick and thin. Our anniversary is coming up, and I want to dedicate this next song to her. She's there for me no matter what. I want her to know I love her, and through no matter what it takes, I'm going to be there for her. All right? This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Yeah. Union, baby. Remake.
Union. You know. Red. How can I describe the feeling that I get when I stare deep into your eyes? When you're gone, I am sick, baby. What would you prescribe? Your presence alone is penicillin. Anticipating till you come home to give me healing. I laugh as I sit reminiscing on all the kind things that you do. Your intentions from the random back rub to the hours that you put in when you're standing in the kitchen. There's so much more to mention. Your style plus your smile is incredible. And all your sweet ways makes you edible. And you ain't sweating all these niggas trying to get at you. I can't lie, girl, sometimes I want a better view. You make a nigga want to marry you. No joke, ma, I wouldn't Jim Carrey you. You got me locked, ma, I'm caged in. Lost in your love, girl, you are that amazing.
Oh, baby girl, you hear my words. Just know that they coming straight from my heart.
got the light, ocean water, beach sand. Fuck what he, she saying, we plan on ignoring all the rumors, wish it could've happened sooner. You writing out my day without your voice, it is Luna. The only girl I'd ever consider having my junior. And the daughter will be as pretty as a mama is. All day I'm thinking about you, that's what my problem is. But whatever the problem, you help the situation. Never get sick of my ways with your consistent patience. And never mind these commentators that insist on hating. You don't even carry the center basic. The air love song I write, I swear you my thing. Lord, you even through my mistakes, for that you my queen. I'm your king to the days and in these days. I shall remind you, baby, you amazing.
I pray for a woman just like you. I love you, oh baby.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Angela Hartgrove. Angela, welcome to the show. Hello, Angela.
I'm here.
And how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm doing very good.
That's good. You
know, gotta get rid of this heat, you know. Gets kind of hot sometimes.
Definitely.
But anyway, yes. Anyway, Angela, you know, I'm very glad that you took the time out to join us this evening. Okay. Would you like to tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, I am a housewife. I have three adult children, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Nice, short, and simple.
Exactly.
All right. I like that. Nice, short, and simple. Okay. Now, what's your topic for this evening?
My topic is, I'm interested to know what everybody else thinks. Is oral sex cheating?
Wow. Ooh. Is oral sex cheating?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what made you choose that specific topic to discuss this evening?
Because I'm very interested to know what everyone else thinks about this, because I've spoken to a couple of different people. My girlfriend's had a conversation, and everybody has a different opinion on it.
Mm.
And I want to know what everyone thinks.
Okay. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Angela's topic, or stay on the line to hear the show. Wow, Angela. Now, I got... me personally, I think it's cheating. I think it's cheating.
Wow.
But the simple fact is, first of all, you're having oral sex and dealing with the private parts of your body, okay? I see, even if, you know, we all adults here, sucking on the breast is cheating.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so oral sex, to me, is definitely cheating.
And a lot of other people will say that they don't agree with that. They think that it's not. I mean, I don't understand how they think that it's not, because you're still using your personal parts.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually have a caller on the line right now. We're going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
All right. Hello,
Hi,
caller. Anna. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear Angela's topic for this evening?
Yes, I heard the topic. The topic was, is oral sex cheating? That is definitely, without doubt, no question, definitely cheating. I mean, because if you're in a relationship with your partner, that's the only person that you should be intimate with. That's the only person.
Exactly.
So if you go outside of that, it's cheating. I'd rather be married or not. If you're involved in a relationship, it's a commitment. That's the bottom line.
Mm.
So it's cheating.
Okay, okay. Well, Joe, you can stay on the line. We have another caller. We're going to bring that caller in right now.
All right, cool.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you hear Angela's topic for this
season? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. if you're my man, and if you ain't doing it with me, it's definitely cheating.
You're right, girl.
I don't care how you look at it. It is what it is,
exactly.
But you're cheating. You know, because how are you going to put your mouth on the other woman, then come to me and call yourself
mm-hmm.
doing me?
Whoa, what now, about the woman putting her mouth on the other man?
Well,
why
I mean, vice versa. You know,
exactly.
If you're giving him head, then it's cheating. You know, he's cheating. He's still
exactly.
cheating.
And then you're going to go home and put your mouth on your man.
I don't think so. See, that's why you don't want to kiss people today. Because you don't know where the mouth been.
That is so true.
I mean,
wow.
All of that tongue, that slobbing and all of that. No,
I mean, yeah,
no.
But
no.
You know, some people don't consider it cheating. We have another caller. We're going to bring that caller in right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and what's your point of view on the topic?
Yes, it's definitely cheating. It's definitely cheating. Definitely.
But, you know, some people don't consider it cheating. They consider it foreplay.
Right. But some people don't consider having sex with someone cheating either.
That's true.
And so that's
but, you know, 9 times out of 10, I mean, I'm speaking from my opinion. Now, if you I'm going to wow, somebody outside.
Uh-huh.
But if you have oral sex with me, you're going to have to finish it out. So you're going to end up cheating.
Exactly.
Okay.
I ain't gonna go just for the lick, and you got to stick too.
Wait. So okay. That's a perfect example. So a lot of people, when they do the oral sex, they definitely want to have sex afterwards.
Exactly. So
the majority of people, yeah. So in a way, it's definitely cheating.
Right.
Uh-huh.
What leads to the what?
Angela, you're going in and out.
You say one thing leads, it always leads to another.
Right.
Yes. So I don't understand why whoever figures that's not cheating,
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, well, maybe because they're doing
it. Get that paper.
That's the only thing I could do, is leave that paper on the floor. But that's the only thing that.
Yes.
That's the only thing that I could actually think of, because oral sex is definitely cheating. Now, if you have somebody that's just, you know, a friend with benefits, that's something totally different.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's trifling, too. Because, I mean, how are you going to have, like, different men or women going down on you, then you go to the next?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just feel like that's something that should be very personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not experienced with no everybody. Like, if you just got a partner, you know, that you all just hook up every once in a while or whatever, you know, but you know that they doing somebody else. No, no. My mouth is too fresh for that.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll turn it to a virgin. I don't like no shitty deals, and what if that man might be doing another man?
Exactly. You don't know what they're doing.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, you don't never know.
A whole nother level here. Y'all took it to a whole nother level.
But wait a minute. Rick, that's just like I've heard some people saying, like, the same sex is not cheating. Like,
oh,
okay, if I go to a woman and I got a man, that's not cheating. Bullshit, anything that you do outside of your own personal thing, I don't care who it's with, it's cheating.
Exactly.
And that definitely, that oral sex, you know, it to me, it takes a scumbag to just go around licking or sticking or sucking on
everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me ask you, if you have a woman that has, you know, like I said, we all adults, so I have a dildo, do you consider that cheating also?
No, not if she's doing herself.
Yeah.
If I'm doing me, I'm doing that to keep from going out there cheating.
Okay,
exactly.
So what's the difference a woman with a strap on?
The difference is a woman with a strap on, she's not having sex for herself. She's still going to insert it in somebody else's vagina,
yes, exactly,
or wherever else she chooses
but,
to put it.
But
so yes, that's cheating.
But it's still a dildo. So let me ask you. So if she takes it off, and hands it to you, and you do it yourself, besides her pushing and doing it, what's the difference?
I don't know. Not one bisexual gay person that's gonna take a strap off and give it to somebody.
Oh, here we got a caller. I'm about to get like Bill in a minute. You see, we have
come
a caller.
Come on, Bill. Bring it.
We have a caller that, see, you're trying to go around the question instead of answering the question. The question is, if she takes it off and hands it to you and you do it by yourself, what's the difference between her doing it for you?
Okay, so there's another person involved. Exactly. Thank you.
So if the person is standing there watching you, they're still involved.
Right.
It's just that they're not giving you the action of doing it. You're doing it yourself. So
if
the person is still involved.
If you're doing it yourself, that's something private that you do by yourself.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so you're right. So what I'm saying here is, if you have a dildo, okay, and it's a female there with you, and they're laying there, talking in general, you're laying there, right, and you insert it yourself, okay, and they're standing there, okay, you don't consider that cheating, right?
Yes, it is cheating.
Yes, it is.
Because you're still with somebody.
How is that cheating?
You're still with somebody. Why are you with that person? Because
I said the female is standing there watching you.
Okay,
yes, it's cheating. There's another person in the room. It doesn't have to be another person.
Okay. How is that cheating?
Eventually that other female is going to want to, you're going to want that other female to jab it or whatever you want to do with it.
Okay,
so. You're going to get tired yourself.
Okay, let me ask you. How is that cheating if the person is not taking precaution with you? They're not putting
because she
ain't
got no business
just,
in it.
So if a man's sitting there watching you, and you got a dildo and you do, how is that cheating?
Because he's still going to stick me because I ain't going to want the dildo. I'm going to want the real deal.
You know.
Let's not get it twisted. If it's a man standing there, I don't want no dildo. I don't need no dildo.
I hear you, girl. You'll be a fool to use a dildo. Like that.
You know what? We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them in right now. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Did you hear this topic for this evening?
Yes, Richard. Listen, I hear what you're saying. I don't think they understand what you're saying.
I got a brother with me. Okay, switch on, my brother. Break it down for me.
Does it make a difference if she's by herself? If she fantasizes, she's fantasizing. She's with somebody mentally. That's in her head. Now, if you have somebody watching you and not touching you, you're still fantasizing, aren't you?
Exactly. I don't hear nothing,
wow.
Ladies.
I
don't hear nothing,
what?
Ladies.
What did he say? You still what?
All right.
He said you're still fantasizing. Okay, but that's the same thing. If I'm by myself and I'm fantasizing about my man, not somebody else.
But if you have somebody in the room with you and they're watching you but not touching you, you're still fantasizing.
Exactly.
Okay, and we said it's still cheating. So what aren't we understanding?
Okay, you're right, and it is still cheating, and I understand.
All right.
Okay.
We all
and
agree.
Rich
money,
yes,
what you talking about?
We do agree.
Hold up, Bill. Hold up. You just agreed with me, man. Wait a minute. You can reverse on me, man. Well, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, so you're trying to say, if somebody, so now you're saying if somebody's fantasizing and cheating?
Okay, if you're in a relationship, you should be fantasizing about the person that you're in a relationship
okay.
with.
Okay,
if you guys are making it seem like, okay, the person is there, they're fantasizing, and it's not about being with their boyfriend, husband, or whoever. And what we're saying pretty much is, okay, if you want to bring it to that point, if you're not going to accept the fact that if the person is doing self-pleasure or by themselves, and they're fantasizing mentally in their head about their mate, if it's about their mate, no, it's not it's not cheating. But if it is about somebody else, yes, that's cheating.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Listen, so you're trying to tell me, all y'all females on this line never fantasize about a movie star. Everybody, I heard a bunch of females talk about Morris Chestnut. Oh, look at the chocolate brother. So let me ask you something. Okay.
Here we go.
So let me ask you. You're fantasizing over somebody. So that means you're cheating?
Are you in a relationship?
He's not in the room with me, though.
Exactly.
No, no, I just said fantasizing.
He's not going to be in the room with us.
Y'all said fantasizing is cheating.
And are you in a relationship?
You know what? Let's get a better visual. How about fantasizing over your man's friend, over your man's cousin?
That's wrong.
That's completely wrong. Who does that?
That's cheating.
That's
just nasty.
Exactly.
That's
nasty. You know what? There's a lot of females that's out there, and they're
yeah, there's a lot. You're right. It is
nasty.
You're definitely right.
You want to put it on a woman? What about you all men? Fantasizing on Beyonce or Mary J or something
yeah.
like that. And
okay, but that's
like,
somebody
that's
like,
not considered
not
cheating.
Something.
That's not considered cheating.
Okay.
To you.
Okay, you know, I'm going to break it down. Can I break it down to you real fast? Okay.
Yes.
You fantasizing over somebody. Y'all said that was cheating. Okay? This is the breakdown point right here. Just like I said with Morris Chestnut. All right? Just like you just said with Beyonce. You can fantasize over somebody. That don't mean you're necessarily going to have them. So how is that cheating? Because you're fantasizing over them.
Well, if that person is physically there, it's cheating. Shit, no. I might dream about I dream a genie every day I'm night and get my rocks off.
All right. So do that mean you cheating with the master's
He's not here or whoever.
Oh,
yeah. I could get off on him thinking about him every day on night, but I ain't cheating.
Okay, so how can y'all say fantasizing is cheating?
If that person is standing there with you, yes. That's what I'm saying, if they physically there with you. They just watching.
You know what? I have to disagree. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller in right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yo.
All right, what's going on? Did you hear this topic from the evening? What's going on, Ed?
Man,
did you hear the topic from
the evening? I know it's been a minute, but come on, man. You know I was going to try to answer on this one.
Oh, yes, please do. Please do.
Oh, my God, I done dropped my ice water and everything in this house with someone. Oh, my God. Oh, man, come on. It's hot like Frisbees out here. Y'all got me dropping water. Y'all talking about oh, my God.
Eddie, could you break it down to them for me, please?
You
all
must
right,
have
no,
fantasizing.
Just fantasizing?
You must have had a fantasy dropping water.
Hey, I drop like a bucket every day.
Okay.
Look, if you're fantasizing, as long as you're keeping it to yourself, that's mere fantasy. Leaving it alone right there. That's in your head. If you act on it, then you got a problem.
Thank you.
I mean, that's all I can say about that. Everybody fantasizes. You can't sit there and say, oh, no, I'm not even going to think about that. That's a lie.
And they trying to say that's cheating.
Well, they say biblically, you know, the mere thought of it, yeah, okay, fine. Okay, we'll deal with that when we get to the pearly gates, but.
You know what?
You know what? That is not cheating. I'm bringing on the next caller. Stay on the line. We're bringing another caller on right now.
Hey, look, if I act on it, that's one thing. But, yo, come on, I'm looking at an involved video, and I'm sitting there letting my mind wander. You think I'm going to sit there and say, no. Dude, are you crazy?
Exactly. So he's trying to say, wait, let me bring another caller on. Hold on, Ed. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, we got another female. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I do think oral sex is cheating. I totally agree. I do think oral sex is cheating, yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay, we all agree on that one. But do you think fantasizing is cheating?
It depends on what level it goes on. If the person, let's just say I'm going to use a male. If this male constantly watches porn, constantly is in the magazines, the dirty magazines, constantly watching porn, constantly, I think that's cheating. If it's constant.
That's like reading a novel about a female. How could I say that
female also. I'm going on my experience. I'm sorry. A female also. If she's constant, it's constant all the time, all day long, constant, he or she, whoever it may be. I do think that is cheating.
Okay, let me ask you something. Okay, so you said like you're reading a porn or whatever the case is, reading in a magazine, porno magazine, whatever, it's considered cheating. So if you see your man sitting there just looking at Beyonce all day on TV and just looking at her in a magazine, ooh, Beyonce, oh, I love some Beyonce, you gonna say he's cheating?
Yes, I do.
Wait a minute. No, fellas. Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas.
Rich.
Yeah.
Rich, I got one.
Go ahead.
What about all those books, those urban books about Zane heat seekers and all that?
Amazing books. Those books are books to go and purchase. Those are amazing.
What?
Those are what?
Those
yes,
are amazing. You guys should pick them up and read those books. Those books are good.
Oh, you pick those up. By the time you put that book down, you're going to need a napkin, a towel, a bath.
Exactly. So my thing here is, how could y'all think fantasize is cheating? Now, all right, let me ask our female something. Ain't one female on this line going to tell me that they never fantasize off of Denzel.
No, not Denzel. I mean,
not Denzel.
Now, if you're talking about, say, Tyrese or something.
Well, and Baby Boy, I'm just saying.
Say Tyrese or something, watch.
In the movie Baby Boy, that's it.
Okay, so that's my rule. Tyrese got a head like an alien. So that's even worse. So you even fantasizing and you having nightmares.
They call crazy over the predator, son.
And you have nightmares.
What's the difference in a man sitting on a dildo and a woman using a dildo?
Ew.
Where a man on a dildo come from? Wait a minute. What? If a man sitting on a dildo, is something wrong with him?
No, but there's men out there, not for nothing, there is men out there that do, you know, like the dildo in the butt.
You know what?
There's men like that. But listen.
You got the undercover thugs and all that, but.
Okay, but
listen.
I'm
going to
counsel after I have my prostate exam.
What?
I need a counselor after I have my prostate exam.
Like anything in their blood to the day.
Did you get on when the doctor was doing it?
What? I'm saying a real man.
I felt violated. I need counseling now. I'm just thinking about it.
Exactly, yo. And you're
I'm not talking about
that. Been through it.
Okay, but what about the topic that? If a female is in her room and she's using a dildo and somebody else is there, so another female is there watching her, is that cheating, caller?
No.
Bullshit.
I say no. I'm sorry.
bull.
Okay, and if that's the minute that female, the minute that female decides to join in, then is that cheating?
It's cheating, but I ain't gonna say nothing if I'm gonna let anybody join in. We can learn to put some things aside. We can work this out.
No, they don't work it out. It's cheating.
It's cheating. Work this out. We can talk this over.
No,
this
no.
Open for negotiations.
Okay, then you're gonna go home tell your wife or woman, you know, babe, this chick was in the room, you know, she had a dildo, and, yeah, it was looking good, so, you know, I joined in, you know.
Oh, that's
cheating. That's
cheating.
Oh,
no, that's cheating. That's
cheating.
Okay. Look, my whole thing is this. You keeping it in your head is cheating. If it's out in the open, I mean, if you keep it in your head, it's not cheating. If it's out in the open, it's cheating. Plain and simple.
Okay.
No, you ain't got to just keep it in your head. You did it. It's cheating. Doggone.
Okay, is flirting cheating?
It's what?
Flirting. Cheating.
Yes,
it's going on what kind of flirting
yes,
you do. But if you've got a woman, if you got a woman, a man, you don't need to be flirting. What you going to flirt for?
Exactly.
Okay. So, okay, let me ask you something. You saying flirting is cheating, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, but you saying a female that's not in a room, that's still cheating because
what?
She's doing it by herself, right? That's what you said.
Okay, if a female is by herself, I'm trying to understand. If a female is by herself in the room and she's using a dildo for her own personal pleasure, your question is that cheating?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Cheating.
No, that's
okay.
Not cheating.
Okay, now,
that's
if somebody's in the room, I'm doing a 360 here. Now, if somebody's in the room, okay, sitting there watching you, is that cheating?
Yes.
Why is that cheating?
Yeah, I would
no
say yes.
So they're seeing your open private
what?
Parts.
Well, look,
they see you bucking naked, son. They see something
okay.
That's yours.
Okay, let me ask you something.
They see something that's yours.
If you see a naked woman, a man running down the street, butt naked, what is that?
Yeah, man, she's gonna sit there and finger bone herself in front of you in the middle of the street.
Exactly.
But she's naked.
She's just a disrespectful hoe. That's all. If she run down the street, asshole, butt naked, she's a disrespectful hoe.
No, because to be super,
story,
was on the news. A guy was running. I think I don't know where it was at, but he was running down the street, butt naked, punching people.
He's a disrespectful.
Yeah, they got medication for just like that.
Hold on.
See,
they're streakers. They're just streakers. But they disrespecting themselves.
Okay, but you said, but somebody said that if a person see your private parts, it's cheating.
You
don't need to see your goodies.
You trying to make shit complicated
you.
For real. No,
you
trying to just throw all kind of junk up in there.
Listen, so if a flash, I'm trying to make her understand here. So if you got a flash on the train and he flash you, boom, bang, bop, and close it back. What is that?
You have no control of that.
You can't control it. Yeah.
All right.
You have no control.
Okay, let's
who's
serious.
Doing the plaza?
Let's
is the married chick doing the plaza?
Huh?
Who's doing the plaza? It depends on who's doing the plaza.
Okay, listen. Okay, ladies. See, because let me ask you something. Now, like I said, fantasize it. A flash will flash you. And he got a King Kong swinging. That's the first thing your eyes is going to go at.
It don't
okay.
Mean I want it because it's a big
but you better fantasize, right? But you better fantasize.
If you see that and you want it, yes, that is cheating.
So you're fantasizing.
What's a king size?
So in other words, listen. So in other words, listen to what I'm saying. Okay, now, you said if you want it, that's cheating, right?
Yeah, if you're saying to yourself as he flashes you, damn, I want some, yeah, that's cheating.
And you looking at him with your lust
okay, so,
lips,
so,
licking
so
him
you're saying that's cheating. So you think if you go home and tell your man, listen, I cheated today, and he's going to be like, you cheated?
If I came home and told him that's what I did,
listen.
He would consider that cheating. I think you're failing to realize that you have no control over what the next person does. You can only
in the
control
street.
What you do.
Okay,
you can
listen to what I'm saying.
Your thoughts, your emotions,
listen.
You know, your fantasies
okay.
in your head.
Listen to what
Chris,
I'm saying.
There's no win, sweetie. The women all
I gotta sign off, y'all. I'm headed for work. I gotta go back to work. Y'all be good.
Yo, hey, good.
All right,
I'll try to catch y'all curves later.
It's all right, go pick up your water.
Rich, bottom line, you know,
y'all
it's
be
no
good.
Win for you guys, so leave it alone. It's not working, hon.
Okay. Listen to what I'm saying here. See, because y'all not understanding the point of view here.
No, you're not understanding what
I'm
saying.
Y'all not understanding. Because y'all trying to make it sound like everything is cheating. Okay, you fantasize you're cheating. Okay? You fantasize you want a person, you're cheating. But if you fantasize and you don't want them, you're not cheating. That's mainly what y'all saying.
Okay, so how do you feel since we're not?
That's contradicting yourself.
But what's your opinion? What are you saying? You're saying that what? That's not cheating.
Okay.
If you pull out your Johnson, and you're doing self pleasure on yourself, and a female walks in and she's standing there watching you, and you have a woman at home, is that cheating?
First of all.
Yes.
First of all. I'm gonna break it down to you. I'm going to break it down to you. Okay, now, first of all, that female has no interaction, okay? Just like the male has no interaction, okay? To me, that's not considered cheating. If you interact, that's considered cheating.
So if she comes over and she decides that she wants to kiss your Johnson,
that's
is that cheating?
See, that's cheating because you're interacting now.
It's cheating if you pull it out in front of her.
Look, let me rephrase it.
How is that cheating?
Look,
because
if you pull your Johnson
you know
out in front of female, that's not cheating?
Say that again?
If you pull your Johnson out in front of another female, that's not cheating?
What you mean to pull your Johnson out? No, that's just like if a man pulls his joint out the pits or whatever, and a female, look, is that cheating?
Okay, but you're
doing
it all around
it. I don't just trying to change it up. We're talking about
it. I'm breaking it down to y'all. I'm giving y'all a point.
No.
So you trying to say, but dude be like, damn, I got to go to the bathroom or whatever. And a female man, he pulled his joint out, boom. And he
picked Why would he do that? He wanted a look.
Exactly.
Why that means he want her to look? Why he just can't go to the bathroom, couldn't hold it like y'all feel?
Why you gonna sit there and broadcast that you gotta pee?
No, because you know what?
I didn't say broadcast it. What I said was he had to go to the bathroom, right? And he put all his joints. Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom. You know, boom. He got to pee.
So
if you're behind a tree and a female walk past that way, then what?
That's not cheating.
Is the difference between him pulling it out and showing?
Okay, the difference
it's
is
a big difference.
One, if he, if he's
why, because
it
he has to pee?
If he's pulling it out, because you used the example of pee. I was using the example of he was doing some self-pleasure. That's what I was using. You took a pee thing to try and clean it up a little bit. But no, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying was if a man decides that he wants to pull his Johnson out in front of another female to show his Johnson to that female, is that cheating?
A real man
that's in a relationship or married or whatever the case may be, he knows better than to pull his Johnson out in front of
another
female.
It seems like you're just trying to go around the boy with it. Rich, you trying to go around the boy with it. That's an air question.
I'm trying to make that female understand. Bill,
No. It ain't no understanding of what you talking about.
Where Bill at? I had two guys on the line. Where'd they go?
I'm on the line.
I'm still on the line, man. I'm still on the line, man. I'm hearing so many different stories. I don't know which one to jump on, man. Because I thought you said that.
You know, I need fellas on here to, like, you know.
There's so many topics going on right now. I don't know which one to jump on.
At least while you think about getting on one topic, there's a different topic.
We just jump on any one of them.
You know, I also think, man, you females, you guys, you girls are strong, man. You women are strong. I give you guys a lot of...
They not strong. They weak minded than you, man. Come on, man. Come on,
let's
man.
Let's get out of here.
I'll say this. I hope my bladder is strong enough where I don't have to whip it out.
Exactly.
If somebody's there, you know what? I hope they ain't too close because somebody's going to get peed on. But anyway,
if she feels
that she wanted to help me, if she touched me, it's cheating.
Okay.
If
that's
she
understandable.
Me, it's cheating.
Okay,
and
that's understandable.
I need to add this also.
Just like, you disagree. What do you mean disagree? Hold on. No, I disagree.
Because nowadays, some women love the golden shower. So if you pee on her, that's sexual. That'd be cheating to me.
Man, yeah. That might be a little.
Do you know what? Y'all females, you know what? You know what I come to realize? You can't win with y'all. First of all, if somebody said, oh, if you're looking at porno that you're reading magazines, you're cheating. If you're fantasizing and you want them, you're cheating. If you pull out the thing and repeat, you're cheating. Everything is cheating.
Are you looking at that porno with the woman that you're with and you guys are taking some of those sexual positions and using it to enhance your relationship?
No. Who said that? Who was the one that said, if you're looking at pornos and magazines, you're cheating?
Rachel,
you want to lie?
Right here.
Okay, now, if I'm not mistaken, Rachel, you said if you're looking at pornos and magazines, you're cheating, right?
It's obsession. It's constant all the time.
But how can that be cheating?
You prefer
talking in general, for a man to go out there and do something than to watch a porno?
I don't agree with that.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. How could porno and reading a magazine consider being cheating?
How about if it's still together, the male and female together?
Yeah, that's fine. I have no problem with that, watching porn together.
Right. But with another female, it's cheating. Because you're going to stick her.
Those two females could be an item. Are we talking about couples? If they're not couples.
Thank you. Exactly. Point taken exactly. That's what I'm talking about, Bill. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Bill.
Repeat that, please.
Right.
If they're not a couple, if the two females are not a couple, what do you have?
If it's two females and they're a couple, what do you have?
They are not a couple.
If the two females aren't a couple, but they're in the same room.
If the two females are together and not a couple, an item.
Because that's just like saying, okay, if your female friend walk by and slap you on the butt, is that cheating?
No, that's not.
Wait a minute. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
All the gay men out here in the world, don't put it on just the females. It's another gay motherfucker's out here, too.
Let me ask you. All right. Now, so y'all saying if a female walked by and slapped you on the butt, that's not cheating. But if a guy put out his joint and pissed, it's cheating?
Okay, but in football, the men slap each other on their butts all the time.
What do you mean? We ain't talking about sports right now. This is not a sports channel right now.
But they do.
Okay, but that's sports. Okay, so... I doubt a female, if you dressed up, slap you on the butt, you're going to play basketball.
What?
I doubt if you dressed up going out, a female slap you on the butt, you're going to play basketball.
I'm going to smack the hell out of her. If that female slap me on my ass, she going to get knocked the hell down.
See, I disagree. Because I think that some females, you know, they do it. And I don't, me personally, I don't think they're doing it like smack you in the butt. I want to have sex with you. I don't think it's like that. So I don't think that that's cheating.
No. So if a female grabs your butt, your chest, or slap you on the butt, that's not cheating. But if you lay in there by yourself, butt naked, and a female's in the room, that's cheating.
Yeah, because she's gonna want some. She's gonna want some.
But who's to say when she slapped you on your butt? She don't want none.
Probably the person. She's gonna want it
first place.
Okay, but like Lavina was saying, if the boys on the football team, they smack each other, are they doing it in the locker room?
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
Exactly.
I'm serious. I don't play that. Don't
I,
I disagree with you ladies. Right
oh,
now.
Boy, it's like a grand jury here. It's always going to be one. The case will never be solved.
Okay, but
it's a hung jury.
But look,
it's a hung jury.
I know you said last question, but okay, one more question, please. Okay. If your man, y'all together, right, and the man enjoys looking at other females, body parts and stuff like that, is that cheating?
No.
That's you. Everybody else, is that cheating?
To me, it is.
If he's just looking at them.
There's no interaction there.
You can look at what you want to look at. I have no problem with that. As long as you're not looking at that and fantasizing, and when me and you in the bed together, you're fantasizing about what you saw in the street. That's a problem.
But then what about communicating? But what about communicating with them and complimenting them? What is that?
Say that again?
What about communicating with the other females and complimenting them? What is that?
Well, that's disrespect. That's disrespect right there.
Hey, everybody else, what's that thing? Say that again.
That's just called a disrespect.
If you're in a relationship and your man, your husband, whoever, is looking at other women and complimenting them and communicating with them, what is that?
That's conversation. It's flirting in front of your partner.
That's what I look at it
exactly.
As.
It's
flirting
disrespect.
In front of your partner.
It's disrespect.
No, see, it depends on what the conversation. See, here we go. It depends on what the conversation is about. Because you compliment somebody, that don't mean you're cheating. So y'all trying to say a compliment is a cheating?
That depends on how far he goes in complimenting this woman.
Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, if you tell somebody one time or two times, one time that such and such, that's not cheating. Now,
okay,
if you're constantly talking to the person and you're constantly saying it and you're constantly saying it, then, yeah, I would say so. But it's not a constant thing.
But if the person isn't doing it in front of their person that they're with, what is it then? Because it's not like, okay, one show we had this guy on the show, and he was saying that he complimented this lady that was down the street, but that was walking down the street that was nice. But if his woman was standing there, he wouldn't have done it. So what is it? Is it a disrespect thing because you know that you wouldn't do it if your wife was there or your girlfriend was there?
Exactly.
Is that thing that's being disrespectful or is that cheating or flirting? What is that?
All the above.
I'm saying the person probably could see a sign of, you know, he wouldn't disrespect his girl like that, so that's why he wouldn't do it. Of course, if you put your man, you're not gonna. You know, but you do have some people that do it because the couple have an understanding. You got some people that's in a couple when they listen, because we run out of time. You got some people that's in a relationship. And the female will walk down and she'll tell a guy, oh, he walked by, hey, how you doing, sweetie? It don't mean nothing to the guy. You understand? See, but y'all females, y'all put things on another level. See, if a guy walks down the block and he tell a girl and y'all walking together down the couple and be like, hey, sweetheart, hey, you cheating? Where you know? Where you seen that before?
That's not a compliment. What you're forgetting is you're walking down the street with your woman and you're saying, oh, hey, sweetie, how you doing? You looking real good today. That's the example that you could have gave. Because just saying, hi, sweetie, how you doing? People do speak like that, male and female. But if you're saying, hey, sweetie, how you doing? You look real good today. Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. You look real good. That's disrespectful.
And then you hugging all on them and making a hug last for 5 minutes.
You're not trying to take stuff to another level. Angela.
Of course you would say that.
What is your final thought on the topic for this evening, Angela?
My final thought is all sex is definitely.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Angela, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
No,
what's your final thought on the topic?
My final thought is it's definitely cheating. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you do it, it's still cheating at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Angela, I really want to thank you for joining with us this evening. It's been a ball. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
No.
Huh?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a meow. Well, Angela,
thank
I really
thank you for having me.
You know you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
All righty.
All right. Angela Hargrove, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, up-and-coming artist, Fresh Money. And we're going to play his smashing single, Hooligans in Brooklyn, and find out what's his next step in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Powers, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Now you're listening to Mega Music.
Mega, what up? D-Block, what up? Rob Stash's Raw Deal. It's our turn now.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies that get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it, yeah.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies that get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it. I'm on that love to get you killed quicker, so everything's business. On that $1 million road trip, oh, y'all niggas, let them watch me from a courtroom, they can all witness. These streets will get you done when you focus on your riches, so I know I'm always ready. This is guns and the butters. I don't know the word friends, but I kill for my brothers. I steal for my mother, cause she would do the same. I'm a shark to everything, smelling like a food chain, shopping in the food lane. I'm looking for my next meal, stash D-Block. Raw deal, couple goonies in they looking like losers. They be issue if they have you put them diamonds in that mula.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies that get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it, yeah.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies that get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
To these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it. Why this biscuit on my hip? Cause you don't believe in the fair ones. Jewels on my neck, my nose telling y'all I dare. When I don't let haters get close, I got a nose for that bitch. It's shit. Talking about y'all eating, and y'all know y'all never shit it. Niggas get close to you, watch how you operate. Get a little info on you for the fans that cooperate. Put my glasses on, too many snakes, I gotta watch them straight. And they can all die slow, yeah, quick. Cause the minute that I close my eyes, they gon' trip. But where I'm from, we don't slip, I stay on my tip. Still moving around, you swear I got some bricks. Streets still watching, so let me see my options. Execute beat down, Philly to the Hopkins. Talking Bernardo, money in my Fargo. Body after body, you can catch him in the cargo. Boy, don't let me get up on his Marlowe.
Don't show no love.
Your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it, yeah.
Don't show no love.
Yeah, your fake homies to get you killed for anything that you built, feel me?
Don't show no love.
Yeah, to these women plotting and sinning, only rotten when we win it,
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. And with me right now, I have Fresh Money. Fresh, welcome to the show.
Oh, yo, what up? What's good?
What's going on, Fresh Money?
Chilling, maintaining, grinding out here. You know how it is.
I feel you. I really thank you for joining us this evening. You know?
No doubt.
You're doing your thing
and
all that.
You know?
Exactly. I heard, though, that fire you got coming out, and some of it's out already.
Yeah, straight heat. Got a lot of stuff coming up this year.
I feel you. Now, let's talk about your name, Fresh Money. How did you come up with that name?
Well, you know, coming up, when I was in high school and everything, had all the latest clothes and all that. So, you know, I used to be working hard to get whatever I got. So that came about. I was in high school. People called me Fresh. Money came about when I was in college and everything, you know. I was into business management, taking banking classes and everything. So that's my second love, money. So I combined both of that.
All right. I see exactly how that came about. Now, what made you want to get into rap music and become a rapper?
Basically, it's like an inner voice that a lot of people won't know unless they listen to my music. Mm-hmm. Basically, a lot of things I go through. I express through all my music, all my songs, and everything. It's basically like a communication without actually talking to somebody.
So who would you say were some of the influences that make you want to become a rapper that you listen to?
I love how 50 Cent came about, Jay-Z, and Puffy. Like, when I was growing up, I never had, like, a favorite artist, but I had, like, people I actually looked up to with the business background. Because you see Puffy, he got his business background together. Same thing for Jay-Z, and 50 Cent was a newcomer. And I liked how he expanded very, very quick. So I just want to be like them and just get everything I could get.
Okay. So, you remember, let me ask you, how old was you when you first started rapping?
I started late. I was like 21, 22. If I would have started when I was 16, I would have been so further than where I'm at right now. Because I'd be cutting the young cats now. They start like 13, 14. If I would have been like that, by 21, 22, I would have been out there.
Now, you're not only an artist. You're a producer and an editor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I first started producing. I wasn't really doing the artist scene. I was just making beats and actually making videos at the time. Rapping came about a little later. Basically, I was testing it out. Then a lot of people were saying, you know, go for it. It won't hurt you, you know, because I already was doing the producing and editing. So I call that the triple threat.
Oh, okay. Now, as you being a producer, do you plan on, like, collaborating with other producers, or you just do it solo?
Yeah, right now, as we speak, I got, like, two or three producers off the bat that I actually messed with for, like, for beats and everything. One's from Jersey, one's from PA, and other one's down south in ATL. You know, I got a different variety of beats coming to me.
Okay. Now, what type of deal are you looking for? Are you looking for something independent or something major?
Right now, I probably would start off independent because I want to see my money. But it all depends on what type of deal it is. Because a lot of people, like a lot of companies, giving out 360 deals now or single deals because they're not really trying to mold the artists like how back in the days. Now they just want you to have everything. If you're trying to be an up-and-coming artist, you got to have everything up to par. So they're not trying to, like, work with artists coming out. They just want to have that good hit artist ASAP. So right now, I'll be independent. I'd rather go the independent route.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about one of your singles, I'ma Do Me. Tell us a little bit about that single.
Okay. I was in the studio one day, I was with my son, and I was actually making a beat, and he's dancing to it. So, you know, I made the beat. I was just messing around with a few things. After a while, I had me a masterpiece, called up some of my artists, and we actually called that 2 days.
So
the girl actually on the track, she's my new artist I got on my team. She's my new artist. And that's the first time in the studio in like 2 or 3 years that she did a damn good job.
And it took you what? How long you said to write that single?
I made the beat in one day, and we recorded the next day.
Oh, all right. So you know what? We're going to get into that single right now.
Let's get into it. I'm going to do it.
All right, Dons and Divas. This is Fresh Money. I'm going to do me.
Yes, sir.
Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace. Parental discretion is advised. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Fresh Money Beats. Now we'll do me.
99 problems and the bitch ain't one. In the streets getting rich, niggas snitching for fun. But you can't stop my shine, I am on my dying grind. And these 49 niggas just be hating from the side. This track on the quarterback, fresh you the wide receiver. Niggas on a WWE, but they the divas. Polo hat check and my Tim's and my Norfie. Ice in my cream and these niggas Mr. Sophie. You wrong when you simping, I'm strong when I'm pimping. I score when I'm flipping the zone, Jerome Simpson. On my Homer Simpson, I'm about that dough. On my Santa Claus shit, niggas stay with three hoes. A bruise never come to lose abuse. Have your honey chew, snoozing, I'm a dickhead. I'm a victor when I cruise. Fresh, read the book of Eli when I'm manning up my cannon. I'm going to get you clapped like applause and those standing.
When you do your lyrics, do you write the chorus first, then the lyrics, or you do the lyrics, then the chorus? The hook?
Yeah, I think about the hook. I'm a hook guy. I always do my hooks first because that's what they hear the most.
Okay. Now, you are also the founder and CEO of HMG, Hooligan Music Group. Elaborate us on that.
Yeah. Okay, I started back in 08. We wasn't always HMG. We had, tons of different names. I ain't gonna get to all that. But it started out in 08. We was always hooligans, though, because I was born and raised out of Brownsville on this block called Hall Street. So that's why hooligans spell like H-U-L-L, you know? So me and my brother, shout out to my big bro, Sean Prayers. You know, we grew up on that block, so, you know, we took that with us when we left.
Okay. Now, you did a mixtape that you did solo by yourself titled Big Bills on Deck, and you got a whole lot of feedback about that mixtape. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we got a lot of feedback on that. That was the birth
of my little career coming up, you know? Because before that, we dropped 2 mixtapes as a group. So I wanted to try something different. So I, you know, I did my own little thing. Got a lot of good feedback. We did shows. I did a little TV show on BCAT. And I just started getting a lot of good, positive feedback. So I dropped another CD after that. This year.
Yeah. Matter of fact, TGIF, they got a fresh. Tell us about that.
This right here, this is a classic. My first one, I felt like my first one was good too, but this one right here, 10 times better. It's a classic. And it all came about me doing like songs here and there. Then, when you know it, CD was basically done. And
wow.
I just want to push that right now through shows. I'm looking for a lot of shows, interviews, all that good stuff right now. Just promoting, networking right now.
Good. We actually have a call on the line for you. We're going to bring that call in. We want to say something to you, all right?
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yep. What's up, JQ?
Yo, good.
Got Fresh Money on the line.
Fresh Money.
Yeah,
what
up,
I'm doing good, man. You already know what it is. You know how I feel about you, really. Everything you write, everything you touch, you smash. You hear me? For real.
Yeah.
Especially that chick that you got on for the first time in the studio. Yo. Oh, man, when I heard that track, I had to spend it. But listen, man, Fresh Money, I want to ask you a question, man. You do it all. You're versatile. There's nothing you can't do. I mean, I just want to know about your name. Who is in the boss? All right, you broke down with how you got the name Fresh Money, but who you embossed with how you get that?
How I got that is like, you know, it came about basically like, I hate when people be like, I'm a boss, but they don't got, you know, they don't take action like a boss. Me, that name was given to me. I wasn't like, okay, I'm going to turn my name to Hooligan Boss. Nah, like, I earned my respect, and that's how everybody look up to me now, like Hooligan Boss. I'm the boss of my team, so everybody give me my respect, and it is what it is at the end of the day.
You definitely got a team with you, man, but no doubt about that, man. Listen, man, if you perform out there in Queens at that club, the team is crazy, man. Yo, Hammer can't touch y'all for real. If he was still out, the team is crazy.
That's what it is. Kyle right now, we the new Wu-Tang Rockefeller right now. That's how my team's moving right now. That's how I feel.
That's fine.
Let me take over.
You got a lot of haters, man, but you hear me? Yo, you need them haters, though. That's how you're going to grow, right?
Yeah. Like, hey, I was talking to my good friend,
motivate.
Young Dirty Bastard, one day, right?
Yeah.
He's like, good press or bad press is always good press. Because they still talking about you in this. That's a good thing right there.
Yeah, he's doing well. All right, Fresh. Good luck, man. Wish you the best, buddy.
Good luck, my G.
You let him know. I'll let you know.
All right.
Now, Fresh, let me ask you. What's your goals as an up-and-coming artist?
Like my short-term goals or just like goals in general?
What's your goal in general as an up-and-coming artist?
Me just trying to keep on pushing it till the wheels fall off. I got like where I want to be like in a year. I want to have my own studio set up and all that and just keep flooding the game with mixtapes and taking to indie labels. If the indie label's not making no noises or no moves, I'm just going to start my own thing, yo. That's how I see it. Build up more artists, get this money together, and we can make it happen.
Okay. Now, if you had the chance to choose one out of the three, producer, artist, or editor, which one would it be and why?
That's kind of like a hard question. Like, if I really had to choose, I'd be an editor. Like, shooting videos, editing videos, movies, documentaries, all that. Why? Because I'll meet more people and network even faster. Because everybody needs a documentary, music video, done. Like, artists, it's kind of hard now because 1 out of 10 people in New York City, 80 of them want to be artists. Reality check, it's not going to happen. So that's why I took, like, you know, the editing or the producing side, because that's more, people need that more. People always need beats and videos done.
Okay, now.
Make money at the same time and network.
All right, okay. Let's talk about another one of your singles.
Yes, sir.
Hooligans in Brooklyn. Tell us a little bit about that.
That track, produced by my good friend Jersey. That song is a classic right now. Like, I was thinking about it a while. With the hook and everything, with, you know, the person on the hook saying what he's saying. And everything was to go from there. Like, after the beat was done with the hook, everything fell apart. It's straight fire. Like, when that video come out, I'm about to shoot the video real soon, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be real crazy. That's all I can say.
I don't doubt you on it, so you know what? We definitely going to get into that one right there. I'm feeling that one too, yo.
That's what
all
it
right,
is.
Dons and Divas. Here's some more fire by Fresh Money, Hooligans in Brooklyn. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I'm cocking rip. I'm a motherfucking hooligan. I no linger. No hooligan mob will get you wrong. Find yourself in a box made out of cardboard, filled up in plastic. Nigga, it's a rat, bitch.
You can live and learn, get in where you fit in, nigga. Or you let burn. Show and prove, hit them up. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You fucking with the best. Hands down, you know I'll give it up. Call it how you want it, but my niggas gonna ride.
Yeah.
City, your big dream. Shout out to the stars. Can't forget the veil, cause they hold me down.
What else?
Goons on the hill, and you know what they found, right? Call me fresh, cause I'm living a good life. Niggas tell a lie, but they wanna be big, right? Can't stop, won't stop until I go platinum. BK's back, and I'm bringing my damn son. I'm your favorite hooligan, like it or not, bitch. DGIF hooligans, we got this.
I just got two more, so it's like nine. You can say nine people, nine artists. We have other people, but nine artists.
Now, let me ask you. You know some people, they get stage fright. They put the glasses on, you know, so they close their eyes. They don't got to, you know, see the crowd or anything like that. Did you ever experience anything like that? Do you have any problem with stage fright or anything like that?
The first shows I did, the first show, yeah, I ain't gonna front. I was nervous. My team had to, you know, prep me up. We had to prep each other up. But we still did our thing, you know. It's a learning process for everybody, you know, who's trying to come up. So if you really want to, you know, make it happen, that got to cut out quick. Because in this business, in this entertainment, networking, everything, that's the key to your success. And if you're not about that, you could be the best person. If you don't got the good, you know, the performance or networking skills, you'll never go nowhere. Because you could be a hot artist, rapper or singer, don't really matter. But if you don't got the other aspects of the game, you'll never go nowhere. You have to stay in one place. You gotta grind, you gotta network, you gotta promote. You gotta do legwork. I know a lot of artists, right? That's nice. That's real nice. They could, if they really wanted it, they could get signed, like, tomorrow. They're lazy.
they think everything's supposed to come to them. Wrong. Reality check. It's 2012 right now. There ain't nothing to give to nobody for free. You gotta work
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. Exactly. You
feel me?
Now, what's the best thing you like about being an artist?
Because I'm free. I can do what I want right now. So that's why I will keep being independent, because I don't know. Okay. Like, say I want to put out a song, right? I don't want my label or anybody saying I can't put out that song. That sucks. You know, like, if I want to put out songs just for that way, let me just put it out. So I'm just happy I'm free and I can do what I want. I do everything myself, too. So my name is, like, Fresh Money, a.k.a. The Creator, because I do everything. So I start from nothing and make something happen. So I'm the creator.
That's
how I see it right now.
The one-man entrepreneur, just doing
everything, because, you know, you save money like that, too, in the long run. You don't have to pay nobody for no beats. The only thing I'm not doing, and I'm going to be real, is engineering. That's the only thing I'm not doing. When I get that, it's going to be some problems.
I feel you. I definitely feel you. Now, you have some artists that knows exactly what they want. You know, some artists ain't too sure about what they want. What exactly are you looking for in this music industry?
Me? I'm not a person like with the fame and everything. You know, I could be behind the scenes and still getting, you know, whatever I'm getting. I don't have to be like, you know, the top guy or the guy in the spotlight. As long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and I'm getting recognition for it, I'm happy with that. But if I really wanted to get a deal, I'd be independent. I want to take a major deal right now. Maybe after I, you know, put out like an album or something, see how it is, then I'll probably go major if I get a chance to go major. But right now, I go independent. But right now, I'm just looking for shows. To travel and do shows with my team right now. Like, all the other stuff is going to fall into play. That's the only thing I'm missing right now, shows. And interviews. Got everything else.
Definitely going to
see it. Like, you know how you got to get over that hump? I'm at the hump right now. I got to get over it. And the only thing that's holding me back right now is shows.
Okay. Well, you know, GQ Palace, you know, every artist that come on, we do what we can do. You know what I mean? So if something come up, we definitely want to keep informed about it. Ain't no question about it.
Love right
definitely
there.
Doing. Now,
that's
I want to get into one more of your singles. Broken Heart featuring Miss J.
Yeah, for the ladies right there. That's a smash in here, ain't it? That's a smash in here. If a girl don't say that's a smash in here, she lying.
Right. You know what? I want you to introduce that next track.
Yeah.
First, tell us a little bit about it.
New mixtape, PDI, out now. Broken Heart featuring my girl, Miss J. She gets it in.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, this is for my lady.
Here I stand,
won't give up.
call her wifey. No fake chick, gotta be like me. Damn girl, I know you've been through pain. Fresh money, now I'ma show you a few things. Every day is passing, yeah, I really want you. You could be my wifey, I can stop searching. Now I'ma do it my way, now I'ma show you real love. Loving you all day, now I'ma give you bear hugs. Walking up and down the block, I'm the king, you my queen. Day and night, making love, you know what I mean. Never wanna break your heart, we can have a fresh start. Baby girl, I love you, I love you.
Searching for the one that makes me right, makes me right.
Now I'ma treat you good. Good. Everything happened for a reason. What's good? Good. Miss J on the hook. Fresh made the beat. Broken heart. The hottest single of the streets. In with the new. Out with the old. Living stress free. That's our goal. Yeah. I could buy clothes. Yeah. Can't buy love. Yeah. You and me. Stepping into true love. You don't have to dream no more. And now you're living it. Whatever you want in life. Now I'm your sidekick. Bonnie and Clyde with love. You know we sharing it. Hooligans making hits. You know you feeling it. Everything I've been through, you know you've been through. We could get past this, fix it with crazy glue. I know you're hurting, but you know I'm down to ride. Mentally, physically, emotionally by your side. For your fantasies, and I'm a real dude, what you can't see. All the lames in the world trying to be me, they hating on you, they wanna bring you down. Gotta be strong, Jay is going down. He did you wrong, but now I'ma do you right. Loving you dearly, never have to fight. Good girl turn bad, I want that. All your past relationships, you can scratch that. Now I'm your new man, now I'm your new boo. You wanna marry me, I wanna marry you. Don't stop now, keep going.
I like it when you kiss me up and down. I love it when you kiss me all around. Hey baby, I want you.
Don't stop now, keep going.
I like it when you kiss me up and down. I love it when you kiss me all around. What's going wrong? All the times I've tried to change, but the hurt and pain still remains. Say no more. Here I stand. Won't give up till the end.
Fresh money.
No.
Yes, man. Now, the person you have seen, her name is Miss J.
Yeah.
How did y'all meet up?
She's my coworker. Me and her used to work together and everything.
Okay.
So we just started, you know, doing tracks at work, you know, supervising and stuff. So, you know, we actually doing songs on the job. Getting money.
Okay. You took it from there. You definitely ain't nothing wrong with that. You definitely took it from there. Now, Do you have any performances coming up anytime that you know? Are you just waiting back and just relaxing, just trying to give yourself a minute? Or you just waiting for somebody to come to you with the shows? Like, how much time in advance you would need?
I need like a week or two in advance. Mainly like a week. But, you know, if it's like something crazy, sometimes stay probably 2 weeks in advance.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you, do you consider yourself an MC or a rapper?
I consider myself as a songwriter.
Okay. I never heard that one before. Okay.
I like songs.
Okay. That's something totally different. Okay. I definitely agree with you on that one. That's something different. I never heard nobody actually come with that response. You know, they even say, most of them say an MC. You understand?
Yeah.
Or say rapper. Now, if you had the chance to open for anybody in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Who would it be and why?
Yeah, open and perform. Who would it be?
It'll be Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, I could squeeze another one in there, or nah?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne or 50 Cent. So that's my man right there. He's doing his thing. Even though he's slipping off right now, but he's doing his thing though. He's doing a movie, so that's a good look for him.
Why would you say
50 Cent fella falling off?
No, why would you say you want to do an open, you know, show with them or perform with them? What gives you, what makes you feel like, you know, they got that gift to gab for you to want to open up a show or perform with them?
Lil Wayne, he got lots of energy. Sometimes he might be saying some stuff that don't make sense, but he brings a lot of energy, just like T.I. Like, when he's that stage, it's a whole new ball game. They're not just standing around and just singing hits. They really entertaining you, you know, because it's different when you get to that stage, like how Drake is. You know, Drake, like, he's not entertainer. He's just doing his thing on the song. Jay-Z, he's not entertainer either, you know. He just, you know, stay in one place, you know, move his hand side to side. But Lil Wayne, T.I., they entertainers right there. They could entertain you for a whole day doing mad, crazy wild.
Now,
that's what they live for.
Let me ask you now, you're from Brownsville, Brooklyn. Now, was it hard just trying to come up and be a rapper at the time you was trying to do it? Did you feel like, okay, you know, I could do this and it's no problem?
It is basically hard getting people on my team. Because you know how people would just, you know, try and get something and, you know, stab you in your back, whatever. So basically my team is family or real friends that I grew up with, because a lot of people for some reason might like me or my team for some reason. I don't know whatsoever, what's the clue, what's the reason, whatever, but a lot of guys don't click with me for some reason. The only role with my real people from back in the day.
Well, you know, that's because of jealousy, you know what I'm saying? Jealousy, you know. Well, you know, you're gonna get haters here and there.
I show love to everybody. I just dropped this new mixtape called Self-Made Value 1, New York's Finest and everything. I got a lot of different New York artists. Because, you know, I show love. If I'm doing something, I'll reach out to all the artists I know. That dropped July 4th. That's on that 5th right now. And
yeah.
We got a lot of people on there. We got a lot of people. A lot of people from New York. And it's crazy right now.
Yeah, but, you know, haters for the realize. Haters make us motivated. So that's how I see it.
I love my haters. When I see my haters, I just smile. Like, yeah, what's up?
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to tell you, it's definitely been an honor having you on Fresh Money. Why don't you give all of them, give the listeners your information, your Twitter, your Facebook, give them all that.
Okay. I'm going to start them off on my Facebook. You can search me as Hooligan Boss, HULLIGAN Boss. You can check out my website, www.hooliganmusic.com. You can hit me up at my email, hooliganmusic@gmail.com. And you can hit up my Twitter at Mr. Fresh Money.
All right. Well, What I'm going to do, I'm going to sit right here and grab my glass, you know, because I want you to get some shout-outs, you know. No limitations, so, you know, give your shout-outs if you want to give your shout-outs.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to all my hooligans in Brooklyn. You already know who y'all is. Shout-out to my big bro, Shop Press. Shout-out to New York, all the artists that's grinding, keeping focused, self-made out there. Shout-out to myself, because you know me. I'm always going to do me. A shout-out to my son, Noah. And that's really about it. Keep grinding,
right.
Y'all.
No doubt.
Thank you for having me, too, Rich Money.
No doubt. You're welcome anytime. It's never a problem, you heard? That's how we're going to do it. We're going to do what we can do to help you push your joint out there.
That's what it is. That's all love, Rich. I respect that.
No doubt. All right?
Yeah.
Fresh Money, Dons and Divas. All right, coming up next, we have Will Blocks, CEO and founder of Will Block Magazine. He's going to let us know what's going on with that magazine, and he's going to let us know what's going on with the music industry. He deals with a couple of people like Mr. Cheeks, Beanie Siegel and all of them, and we're going to find out what's going on. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment.
that belongs to me and you.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. And with me right now, I have Will Blocks. Will, welcome to the show. Well, what's going on?
Well,
you there?
Yeah, what's good?
Oh, all right. I'm making sure you're there. I ain't hear nothing the first time. I thought I lost you for a minute.
Yeah. I'm on Amtrak over. Hang up. You know, the call's right back.
All right. Yeah, I really just want to thank you for taking this time out to join us. I know you're a busy man. You have a lot of things going on, so I'm really honored. You know, and GQ Palace is definitely honored to have you take your time out to join us this evening.
Yeah, it's all good.
Right. Now, I want to get started with you on a Blocks magazine. How did you get started with Blocks magazine?
Wow. 2012. Back in 2010, it's actually on my birthday in March. I woke up and, you know, basically I got a clothing line. Basically, I slid off my clothing line. And basically, that morning, I woke up and everything, and something just hit me about a magazine. I need to do a magazine for these up-and-coming artists, because, you know, I know a lot of people in different markets and everything. And, you know, I just said, you know what, let me try my hand and see what it do and put it out there. I knew already that... I mean, having a following already that basically when I do something, either they know it's all good. So that's basically I went on and started. I did the cover and everything and put it out there, and they loved it. And then I kept on tweaking certain things, and there it is, Blocks Magazine.
All right. So you just woke up that morning, you had that vision, and that's what made you want to start Blocks Magazine.
Just that morning, I had no idea that I was going to really fall into nothing like that. It's just something that happened that day of my birthday.
Oh, wow. So that was like a gift to you,
you know? Yeah, I really think that now.
Yeah, because some people don't actually wake up and think about what they're going to do and actually go at that second and just do it. You know, they sit down, they dwell on it for a while. But it's good you took that energy that you had and just said, you know, I'm going to do what I got to do, get this magazine out going, and, you know, push it out there. That's what makes you good about it. Now, what's your mission for Blocks Magazine?
My vision, the main vision is really, you know, to help these. I do a lot of up-and-coming artists that, you know, that's hot and everything, and some that's up-and-coming who's really trying to really do this music thing, and they don't really have too many outlets when it comes down to the major magazines, because a lot of stereotype from what I know. And basically my magazine is really designed for up-and-coming artists as far as hip-hop, R&B, pop, and rock genres to help them get that exposure in different markets just as if they were in a major magazine. Basically, I'm independent, and I'm going to stay independent, but I'm on a national level. You know what I mean? I'm operating on a major level due to my industry associations and things of that nature.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So you're staying independent. Ain't no question about it.
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
I said, so you're going to stay independent. That's exactly how you want it. That's the way you're going to leave.
I'm going to stay independent. I'm doing good just like I got it. Everything is, all my plans, you know, with it and everything that I've got, that I'm doing with it, everything's just working its way through all the proper channels. So, you know, I'm gonna keep it the way I got it now and just keep it moving.
Okay. Now, how does each issue reflect or represent your magazine core values?
Say that one more time.
Okay. How does each issue reflect or represent your magazine's core values?
Basically, each look of each issue is different. And it's not just, I know a lot of majors for the artists and everything, but my magazine's not really geared to majors, really geared to up-and-coming. So basically, I try to keep it where as though the up-and-comings, you know, that's making some noise, they get exposed in that magazine so they can get their name out there.
Mm.
The look is different. Each issue, my look is different. the whole nine. Even down to my website, you know, I normally change my website up every so many months, you know, keep a fresh look and everything. I'm actually in the midst of doing that now, today, while I'm on the train, and it should be done by the night before tomorrow. I'll finish it up and it'll be done. It has to be like a 24-hour turnaround.
Yeah, because sometimes it takes all night to deal with the magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how has your magazine changed since its publication?
How does it change? How does it change? Say that one more time.
How has your magazine changed since its first publication?
Wow. The look of it, that's number one. And I would say my fan base, you know, I have a broader audience, not just the Afro-American culture. I have a broader audience now. And, I mean, everybody just liking the look and, you know, the things that's inside of the magazine when they read it and everything, you know, it's just not about just hip-hop artists. You might find a comedian in my magazine. You'll find an actor in my magazine. You know, there's a couple different things you'll find in my magazine that's different. It's all catered to up-and-coming.
Well, see, that's what's good. Because, you know, you're hitting all angles. That's the good thing about it. Now, is there a basic formula for each issue in your magazine that you use?
The basic formula, not even, so I wouldn't even say basic. The main formula is to keep it hot. That's my formula. Keep the magazine hot. That's my main formula.
Okay. No.
When I get up every day, all I know is my magazine. You know, that's all I know, you know, to keep it hot, keep the look hot. Everything I see is about my magazine.
I feel you.
Anything that got to do with the word blocks, it's got to mean something. It's a meaning behind it.
Exactly. So the magazine is that's your first issue, no matter what. That magazine comes first.
The magazine comes first. The magazine comes first, man.
What's your primary focus for Blocks Magazine? It's coming first. What's your primary focus on Blocks Magazine?
I have a whole complete brand. I have a couple different conglomerates with it. And everything is all coming together. All of this is really basically all coming together. One hand washes the other type situation. So my primary focus is basically, like I said again, help these up and coming artists get exposed to different markets. That's the main one. I just opened another branch as far as I got an East Coast branch coming. I got a West Coast branch coming. I got a Down South branch coming. I'm just coming in all different directions. And overseas too, over in Dubai.
Okay. Now, do the readers have a way of expressing their views in a magazine?
Say that again?
Do the readers have a way of expressing their views in the magazine?
Everything, and, you know, whatever they want to, they can say what they want to say. You know, certain words I'll edit out, you know, to not go too strict, you know. But normally, you know, whatever they got to get off their chest, I'll let them, you know, do them.
Now, let's get in the music industry part, because you've been in the music industry for a while.
This is my 23rd year.
23 years. And you deal with artists booking concerts for like Tevin Campbell, Keith Sweat, Mr. Cheeks, Brand Nubians, Beanie Siegel, Shirley Murdoch, and the list goes on. What's that experience like?
Wow. It was actually my first one. I couldn't believe that I actually did it. And just really like being in the presence of a artist that's out there, been out there in the game for a while, that's actually can't forget where he come from. You know, that's what I respected the most. A lot of people that I deal with, they forget where they come from. You know, a lot of these artists, they get out there, get their name out there, start making money and things like that, and they forget where they come from. Half of them can't even go back to where they're from just because of that reason. You know, how they want to be Hollywood instead of from the hood, they want to be Hollywood, you know. And like I said, Rado that I met, you know, it was a great experience, you know. We talked, we ate dinner, all that, you know, and everything was all good. It was all love.
Okay, okay. Now, you have Blocks Unlimited, Blocks Music Group, Blocks Mayhem. How do you balance all that out? Not adding a fact, the magazine, the artist, you know, how do you balance all that out?
Well, I guess a lot of it got to do with my determination and my drive, you know. I've always been the type of person where, though, you know, I don't believe nothing can stop me in whatever I want to do. So, I mean, I just balance it out. I mean, I couldn't even ask that question myself. It just happens. You know, I just do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really don't. I don't sleep. So, you know, well, people sleep, but I'm still working. So, it just, the grind just don't stop, you know. I'm always constantly thinking of another thing, you know. Like I said, the whole block thing is a whole brand behind it. You know, the clothing line, Blocks Unlimited, the Blocks Music Group, Blocks Mayhem, Blocks Sportswear. I got a whole thing that I'm bringing. Even Blocks Movie coming soon. I even got a movie called Blocks coming out. So, you know, a lot more that we won't talk about tonight. You'll see in the movie for sure. But I got a whole story within this whole block situation.
Mm. Well, we actually have a call. Okay. We actually have a call on the line for you, so we're going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We have Will Blocks on the line.
Will Blocks, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Yeah, what's good?
I'm good, man. Listen, man, I have a good question for you, brother. I heard you speaking about the magazine. You know, you talk about, you know, instead of the main formula is to keep it hot. Now, what I want to know is a two-part question. The first one is that how do you prep yourself for, you know, for the next magazine? After you put out the first one, what do you do to prepare yourself for the next one? And the second question is, what is the stress level like, you know, to do this stuff? Because I'm sure you have to be going through something like this. So what's it like?
Now, what is my structure like? That's I didn't hear the last couple words.
The stress level, man, in creating a magazine, because I know there's probably times where, you know, when you do it.
Well, actually, it does take time, but, you know, I try to, I'm not going to say I don't have the stress level, I'm good, because, again, I know that this is something that I want to do, you know. So when my heart is into it. So I really, right. really is no stress level for me. You know, I just do what I got to do, man, and just make it happen. You know, I mean, it's pretty nice. I don't get no sleep already. So
right.
You know, because of my grind and my drive with the whole situation. So you know, just keep it going.
Right.
Yeah, I like what I do. I mean, I like when you got a passion for something. You know, there's nothing going to stop you from doing what you got to do. So that's how I feel about it.
All right, okay. In your preparation, how do you prepare yourself for the next magazine after you put the first one in? What are the steps that you take?
Well, normally I have a lot of artists reaching out to me, vice versa. So I really try to keep each issue talking about something different, you know. So that's how that pretty much happened. Once I, you know, depends on who it is and what it's about, then I'll run with it. Sometimes I have my own vision. Sometimes, you know, I listen to what the public want to see, what they want to talk about, things of that nature. So it really go both ways. I don't really, I mean, even though I'm the one who created the whole thing and everything, but I'm always open to ideas. I'm not closed-minded.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the information, brother.
It's all good.
All right. Well,
yeah.
We have another call on the line, so we're going to bring that call in right now.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have Bill Blocks on the line.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Good. I just have a quick question for you.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years as far as, you know, Block Magazine and the artists and everything? Is there something more that you want to do, or, you know, is doing the magazine something that you'll always do and still be able to grind and do everything else? Or just, you know, where do you see yourself?
Well, the next 5 years, I'm not even going to say 5 years, to be honest with you. I'm going to say before that, because that's the way everything going now, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to say successful, of course. You know, basically, you know, everything, I do understand everything takes time, but some things, quarter of who you know and what you know also, too. I got to say that. But I'm going to say successful for sure. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to stay into it. I don't know how, if I is what I'm going to do with it. But I know that I'm going to be successful one way or another. It's not even an option.
Okay. And now, is Block Magazine a magazine that is online, or is it, like, in stores? How would you go about it?
Block Magazine is online, as well as the Android app, as well as getting ready to go to print in August.
Okay.
It's going to be print on demand. They're going to be print on demand.
Okay. So it's not.
They'll be able to go to the website. They'll be able to buy the hard copy from the website. They'll drop it to them in the mail.
Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you. What are the writer requirements when booking an artist?
Say that one more time.
What are the writer requirements when booking an artist?
What are the requirements to book an artist?
Yeah, the writer's requirement.
Well, you said the writer?
Is there a list of what the performance is?
Well, every one of them is different. I mean, you know, but a lot of, you know, you got a hotel. You said the writer, right? R-I-T-E-R?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
In certain situations, it could be all-inclusive, you know, meaning that they'll take care of everything. Or, you know, someone want hotel transportation. It can vary for different situations, for different artists. Well, a lot of it got to do with personal relationships with that artist, too, though. If you don't have really a personal relationship, they can get real crazy. Because a lot of them want a whole lot, you know, a whole lot of stuff for a little bit. It just, you know, like, again, it's also about, you know, the personal relationship you have with that artist.
Okay. You have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring that caller in.
All right.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Will Blocks on the line.
How are you, Will?
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Did you have to have any special training or anything for this, or are you just doing it on your own?
Well, with far as the magazine, I have a very small staff, in-house staff. Basically, I'm doing it on my own, but I have a very, you know, small staff. A few people that I got that ride with me with the whole situation, that believe in what I got going on. So basically,
okay.
Like I said, you know, very, you know, I would say it like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you didn't have to go through any type of schooling or anything to get you started.
Nope, I actually, like I said, I just woke up one morning on my birthday and just had a magazine, and I did a little bit of research on certain things and checked a couple things out and just went it my way and my way worked.
Oh, okay. What day in March is your birthday?
Just did it. You know, just out there this first, actually.
Uh-huh. What day in March is your birthday?
Hello?
Hello?
Well, you're there? I think we lost Will.
I do, too.
Yes. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a quick track. Caller, I want you to stay on the line.
Okay.
He explained to us that he was on an Amtrak and we might lose him for
a
minute, but he's going to call right back. So we just going to play a quick song real fast and get Will back on the line.
This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby. Okay, we back. I'm sorry for that. I didn't expect him to call back so fast. Will, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. You know, I'm on the train,
right,
man.
I explained to the listeners, you still have the caller on the line waiting to come back with you.
Okay.
Now, you fast with it. You real fast with it. Hello? Caller, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have him back
asking,
on the line.
I was asking, what day in March is your birthday?
On March the 2nd, Pisces.
Okay, that's cool, because I am, too. But
your birthday what?
March 20th. My sister's is the 2nd, though.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, that's you put people there. That's what's up.
Of course. We're the best.
It's all good.
But, yeah, sound like, you know, you got your hands for, you know, if you have one, do your family... Is it a problem with your family, you being away so much?
No, on that aspect. I'm going to say no because, you know, I've traveled all my life. So it ain't like, you know, on the traveling aspect, that's what I do anyway. So I do a lot of things at spur of the moment. I really don't have no schedule. I just do what I got to do, you know.
Okay.
So as far as family situations, I know they don't really want me to go out there like that, but, you know, I got to create my own destiny, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, it seems like, you know, you got it going on and a lot going on, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, hello, Will? Will?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what are the elements that make up a live musical performance?
You say what are the elements to do what? Say that again.
To make up a live musical performance. You know, considering that you book, you know, all these stars like Tevin Campbell and them.
Well, before you do that, you gotta know your market. That's number one. And you got to know what artists you're going to bring to the area also, too, because all artists don't work in all markets. They got to be promoted directly, you know, and promoted the right way. As far as the show-wise, you know, the stage, the lighting, you know, things of that nature, what the artists want, you know, what the artists don't like, you know, all that plays a part in that.
Now, what do a booking agent mean by turnkey event?
Well, as far as I'm concerned on that aspect, is that's more hoping that whatever, well, some of them don't work the same. I'll put it to you like that. Some booking agents, they just the booking agents on the artist, and that's that. Whatever they receive the benefits, that's that. But as far as me, I'm not just a booking agent. I actually put on a show, I promote the show, you know, the whole nine. And if that's my own money, you know, the whole nine with it. You know, not knowing which way it's going to go, hopefully it's going to be a win-win situation on everybody's behalf.
Okay. Now, what's the best way to get started working with a booking entertainer?
Well, ask you all and build a relationship first. That's what I had. That's what I did, to build relationships in the industry with key players that's actually doing something and actually making moves. A lot of people in this business, you know, they talk because they got lips, as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of them ain't really doing nothing at the end of the day.
Mm.
So, you know, you got to build your relationships with key players that's actually doing something. Surround yourself with the right people who actually can make it happen. You know, even down to the promoter aspect. You know, you got a lot of promoters out here. It's not real promoters don't know how to promote an event. So, you actually got to, there's a couple of things you got to do to make it happen.
Mm. Okay.
Because you can lose if you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. I definitely agree with you on that one.
Now, like you said, you're also a promoter of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, now you got the magazine, you got the booking, you got the music group. What made you want to get into the promotional thing also?
Well, I was doing the promotions before I even started doing the music, actually. And basically, they both went hand in hand. I said, well, you know, I promote already, so I know the music wouldn't be hard for me to really get into. You know, I started working with a couple local artists in my area, and, you know, actually, one of them wound up getting a major deal with a major label, and from then on, I just went on and stuck with it and just kept it going.
Now, the fact that you're dealing with so many celebrities, you know, because you're dealing with a lot of celebrities here. I even seen one of your magazines with Ron Isley on it.
No, that was Joe Jackson on there.
Oh, Joe Jackson? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was Ron Isley. Well, he's starting to look alike.
You're right. That was Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's father.
Yeah. Yo, wow. Wow. So.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, that's the. I'm the first independent magazine that he ever graced the cover of, if I'm not mistaken.
So that
issue right there was a big issue right there. When I put that issue out, I think I have almost, last time I checked, I had like, within a month and a half, I had like almost 200,000 views.
So how big is actually your magazine viewers? How large is your magazine viewers?
See, how big, say it again.
Your magazine viewers, how large is it?
Mine? Well, you talking about mine?
Yes.
Right now, to date, the last time I checked was maybe about 2-3 months ago. I had over, going and working on 1.5 mil. And this is like my, it's going into my third year.
So has it ever came to a point where you, because I'm not going to say artists, because what you're dealing with is celebrities. You know, Tevin, Beanie Siegel and all of them. What you're actually dealing with is celebrities. Have it ever came to a point where you had to deal with a celebrity and they had to cancel out? And if it came to that point, how would you deal with that situation?
Yeah, actually, that happened to me about a year and a half ago. I had a show going on in two different cities back-to-back days. And, I actually haven't had nobody not show up because basically, you know, when I bring artists, I bring them personally myself. You know, I pick them up, you know, the whole nine myself when I do my shows. But this situation that the artist was ready to fly in and the weather was bad, it snowed on me. And it kind of crushed me, man, that I was really like, and this was on balance, just like a Valentine's weekend show I was doing. And the artist couldn't get to leave their own city because the airport had shut down. And I was like, it's like that, right? Like that was the first time it ever happened to me. And after that, you know, I didn't like it, but it wasn't nothing I could do. You know, Mother Nature.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, what's the aspect in your theory? You know, because you got a lot of things going on. You're a big businessman. What's the aspect of being a successful promoter?
Actually, you know how to promote. You have a team. You can't do it yourself. You got to have a team. A team that's going to be with you. That's going to ride with you whether you win or you lose. You have a right team. You got to go up. When you come out of promotion, you got to know how to promote in all aspects. Not just sitting home on the computer all day thinking you're doing something. You got to be in the streets. But if the streets don't know about it, it ain't going to happen.
So when everybody thinks they're grinding, the computer is good, but the streets is better.
Yeah, computer's good, but also, you know, a lot of people these days don't even, you know, put a lot of, like this one from what I know of. But a lot of cities, a lot of people in different cities, they don't even use flyers in the street. They just sit home on Facebook or Twitter and thinking that marketing and promotion that's going to work. But, you know, you got to actually be out there in the streets, let people know what's going on in your city, you know, what's about to come.
Because everybody's actually not on a computer. See, that's the thing about it. Now, let me ask you, do you have any, like, artists that you booking at as of right now, or you just laying back and you just taking it easy?
Well, actually, I'm always be tied in with the majors, but at the same token, right now I have actually two artists right now that I'm actually pushing real heavy. Well, actually, one I'm getting ready to drop, but the other one is already out kind of like. But
So I'm really like, always the artist is always coming at me, you know, trying to talk business with me and everything. But, you know, I give them out, you know, I consult with them and stuff like that. And if, you know, if I can, I'll give my hand, you know, the whole nine or whatever they need. But, you know, a lot of these artists don't understand. A lot of them don't want to get out there and grind. You know, they don't want to, they want to sit in their own area and be a hood star. You know, the world is bigger than that. They own area. A lot of them don't want to leave their own area. So I tend to, you know, fall back off of certain artists that even if they're hot or not, I still tend to fall back off of because I know what I had to do is get out there to make it happen for myself. I had to go out there. And a lot of artists won't even go out there.
Okay.
But I actually have one right now that's doing something, but I have another one that's ready to follow right behind him, like within the next week or so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you definitely got everything lined up with the music group, the magazine, the promotion,
websites.
You got a record label around here somewhere? You have a lot of things going on.
Man.
And, you know, I honor you. And the fact that you've been in the industry for so many years, you know, it's a blessing, you know, that I even got you on my show because I know how busy you are.
I try to tell a lot of people, you know, some people you might not know, but the ones that's behind the scenes is the one who's actually doing something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm gonna keep it that way. I'm gonna, you know, do what I do. You know, I move in silence. You know, I'm gonna keep it moving.
I definitely do what you will.
I just like my job. You know, I just like what I do. Cause I, you know, like I said again, I got a passion for it. You know, and I wouldn't stop if I tried to stop, I couldn't stop it because, like I said, it's already embedded in me.
And see, that's what's good, because you got that energy and that drive, you know, to keep it going.
Yeah.
You understand? A lot of people, they just, when they get to that point, they just want to give up.
Nah, okay. I ain't never been a quitter. You can't, even if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to prove it to you that I can make it happen. nothing's an option for me. That's just the bottom line. Yeah, I don't accept no for no answer. You know, I don't accept rejections or none of that. You know, it's not happening.
And I respect you on that. Now, would you like to give the listeners, you know, the information, your Facebook, your Twitter, and all that, the website? Hello, Will. I think we lost Will again, but I'm pretty sure he'll call me back. Let me just fill y'all in because I know some more people just called in and everything. What's actually going on, Will Blocks, he's the CEO and founder of Will Blocks Magazine. He's been in the music industry for 23 years. He deals with artists like Tevin Campbell, Shirley Murdoch, Mr. Cheeks, it's been so many artists that he dealt with. And the good thing about it is that he's still dealing with up-and-coming artists. You know, he dealt with Keith Sweat, Brand Nubian, Beanie Siegel, and he still got that strive to keep going. And I respect a man of that caliber to still keep doing what he's doing. He also is a promoter, you understand? So he promoted a lot of shows. Like he said, he came across one time where one of the celebrities didn't show, but it was nothing he could do. But you have to respect that point of him, you know, still keeping it going. So what we're going to do right now, we're just going to play a fast track unless he come back on, because I would like for him to give his information and everything to y'all. So, you know, the people on the line, the people on computers can actually get in touch with him. And, you know, up-and-coming artists, because he's got a lot of big things going on. And I would like for y'all to get in touch with him. So we're going to play a real fast track, and we'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Come on. Shut it at the mouth.
after that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where it goes. She had them
in touch with Will Blocks. Will, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm going through the tunnel, man.
All right. Well, what I would like for you to do, like I said, it was an honor having you on. I explained to everybody all the celebrities you deal with, all the celebrities you're dealing with, how long you've been in the music industry, about Blocks Magazine. So I would like for you, you know, to get them the information, you know, let
all
them
right.
know how they could contact you and everything.
Okay, Twitter, Blocks Magazine, Blocks with a Z, remember the Z, Magazine. Facebook, the official Blocks Magazine. MySpace, Blocks Magazine. BlocksMagazine@gmail.com. That's the email. The website, BlocksMagazine.com. And BlocksPromotions.com. That BlocksPromotions.com is my music services page. Blocks Magazine, that's the magazine. Also, be on the lookout for Blocks Mayhem, which is actually going to be the first urban all-model magazine coming, featuring Plus Size, Eye Candy, Runway, Glamour, Fashion, and Male Model Magazine coming very shortly. Blocks Mayhem.
All right. Is there any shout-outs you want to give, Will?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to God for making this all my dreams come true for me and everything, and everybody, they know who they are. Everybody that's supporting my movement, that's loving what I do, respecting what I do, you know, that's who I want to give a shout out to. They know who they are, you know. I didn't got to call names. They know who they are. But my main shout out goes out to God, you know. That's the one that's actually giving me the strength to do what I do, and you know, keeping my blessings and everything. And the people that's behind me, that's you know. To this whole situation that I got going on, that actually believe in what I got going on.
All right.
And definitely a big shout out to the artists, the up and coming artists, all of them, models, dancers, comedians, athletes that, you know, that's grinding out there, just trying to make a difference, you know, in their life too, you know.
I'm here, you know, the whole movement over here. Y'all get at me 24/7. You know, actually, you can reach me by phone, too. 917-740-3345. All I ask is you call and talk business, you know, be about your business. Then we can talk business. Don't call if you're not about your business. That's all I ask.
Exactly.
Like I said, I'm 24/7, so, you know, don't watch me. Just watch the moves that I make.
I like that.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate this, man.
It's definitely been an honor, and I want to thank you for joining us.
One more thing. Look out for the Blox Magazine Tour, the Beast and the Beauty Tour coming to your city. On the Showcase Tour, Model Search Tour.
It's called
the Beast and the Beauty Tour coming to all cities. So be on the lookout for that, too. You have to hit me up on my email or, you know, on Twitter and get more information on that, what city I'm coming to and all that. So like I said, Blox with a Z. Just remember the Z.
All right. Well, we definitely going to keep in touch, you know.
Yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate it, too.
All right. Thanks a lot. It's been an honor.
All right. Okay. Good looking, man.
All right. Stay here. Well, Blox, Dawes, and Deezy. All right. Coming up next, we're going to play some exclusive tracks off that GQ Palace promotional CD that's going to be hitting y'all soon. But first, we have Flowway back in the building to play his exclusive track. All right. Envy Supreme is the name of the group, and they taking the music industry to a whole nother level. They going to hit the music industry hard with these singles y'all about to hear. First time on GQ Palace. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
I can't feel my legs, I can't feel them. Nope. Shots not stop, balls pop to the ceiling. I can't feel my
And with me right now, I have Flo Wave. Flo, welcome to the show. Flo Wave, what's good?
What's the word? Didn't I tell you a couple of weeks ago I was going to come back on here with Abby Supreme?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I heard that fire, too.
Yeah, man. So we heard that fire. He right here on the line.
What's good? What's going on? It's good. I can't call it. I might spot it.
I'm in the lab right now. Still working.
Oh, yeah, because I heard that fire, man. I heard the fire. Now,
thank you.
Now, what I want to ask, first I'm going to ask Flo. Flo, what made you decide to get into the music thing? Or you already been into it?
Like I told you before, I just always had a passion for music. That was like my first love. So, you know. And, you know, I'm just running with it, you know. Outside of being a promoter, I'm getting into this music thing a little heavy now. I'm about to let them have it.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, Even Supreme, how did y'all meet up? And how did y'all, because the first exclusive track I want to play is She. That track is crazy.
That had been crazy, man. I didn't even know dude could sing. My brother didn't tell me. He should have told me. And then he just barked out the hook and was on
from there. Wow. Now, who's on that track, Sheila? Everybody know who's on that track, that single.
It's me, Abba Supreme, my man Jay Big, and your boy Flo.
Well, Flo, you even throwing the lyrics on there. You getting all angles, bro. You hitting all angles, man.
Yeah, you know. I was telling the truth on that. I was really talking about my girl. I made it easy on myself. Killed a classic type sounding track.
Now, so how long did it actually take you to do that track?
Like 10 minutes. Really was like 10 minutes.
Wow.
I had a different idea for the record at first. Like when we got into the studio, I had a different idea for it. And so I'm over here coming up with something in my head. He tells me, I dig what you're saying, but I had this idea. He said, I want to talk about my wife. I said, bro, he said, I want to talk about my wife. I was like, all right. So I switched up my whole thing, and within 10 minutes, I was like, I'm done. He said, I'm done too. We just laid it down.
Now, how many is it actually on the chain?
What you said, Rick?
How many actually is on the team?
Three.
So it was just three of y'all?
Zero.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't even want to waste no time because I want to get into that single.
Awesome.
All right.
Yes, sir. Let him have it.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas. This is Ever Supreme featuring Biggs and Flowway. She. Remember when you heard it first. GQ Palace. Love it. Entertaining. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I like getting reckless, perfect shoe, pearl necklace. Always a treat, and I
report to BBC. Sight fucking please.
Light skinned niggas keep on fighting.
Wow. Okay. You trying to say light skinned ain't coming back in style no more?
Oh, man. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? That's Ever Supremes. That's his brother Kadeem, right? And while we was in the studio, right before we had some, like, you know, we was doing different cuts and everything on the track, and he was just like, yo, like, he just came out of the blue and just started dissing us, because most of us, that was in the studio, our lights go. And we said that line, and he was like, you know what? He's like, you know what? Let's take that on the track. Like, it just, he said it, and we was just like, wait, come say it right here. He just said it again. He just came out.
Oh man, that single is fire. When I say fire, that single is. We actually have a caller on the line. But I'm gonna just bring him in real fast. I know y'all want to try to get out of here. But I'm gonna bring this caller in real fast. All right?
Definitely.
We still gonna play the next chat. Hold on. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. Yeah, Ever Supreme Flowway. Is Biggs on the line too?
Nah, Biggs ain't here right now.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Ever Supreme and Flowway on the line. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yeah, you on the air.
Oh, my bad. I'm a bit Mr. Flowway?
Yes, sir. Ever Supreme.
Oh, what's up? Flowway, what's up? My man, it's Joe. What's up? How you doing, brother? Listen, man.
I'm good and you, man?
I'm doing well, brother. I definitely, without doubt, without question, I like your track. Your track is representation of your name, Flo.
Let me correct you on that. Flo is featuring. It's Ever Supreme track.
Yes, sir. Featuring. Oh,
yes.
My
Flo
bad.
Is featured. That's Ever Supreme. Am I right, fellas? I'm right?
Right. Ever Supreme is the rapper on the track. That's the
exactly.
main artist who's featuring me. I'm his man.
He's featuring Flo on the track.
Featuring Flo. All right. Big up to him, too. Still right now, you know, I don't know him that well. You know what I mean? Big up to him. Flo, second time on the show. I want to give you some big ups, too. I like your music. I like what you do. Everything you touch, turn to gold. And that's about it, bro.
Hello. We appreciate it. We appreciate the love.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem.
Oh,
all right. Yeah. I'm here.
Preem, let them know about the let them know about the mixtape. It's dropping tomorrow night.
Yeah, you got a mixtape. It's
dropping tomorrow night, midnight on Hot New Hip Hop. It's called Who the Hell Is Ever Supremes. It's like Al Qaeda in New York. That's all I gotta say, man. It's real crazy. Seriously, I really want everyone to take the time out to listen to this project. It's hip hop soul, it's gonna make you, it's gonna take you deep thoughts, it's gonna get in a good mood, this mixtape is gonna take you, it's gonna take your mind places.
It's gonna give you that feeling hip hop used to do.
I'm really telling you, Rich, everyone take the time out, listen to it. If you like it, you can download each single off the CD for free. Free download, not a problem. Do it, hotnewhiphop.com, tomorrow night at 12 a.m. So July 8th at 12 a.m., it will be online.
All right. Y'all definitely doing it. Now, let's talk about y'all next single, I Burn.
Preem, let them know, man.
Let me know what this is.
I was up like three blunts. Going ham.
Straight up.
Real talk. I was venting on the track. That's basically what it is. Like me venting. Getting a lot of stuff off my chest.
And see, well, with that, it's like a unique style you're using. That's what makes it totally different.
I don't try to sound like nobody.
That's what makes it totally different.
That's how I approach it every time.
All right. So
it's
what I want to do.
It's straight authentic.
All right. Now, is that just you, Supreme? Are you featuring?
Nah, that's just me, solo.
That's all you, solo dolo. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to get into that right now.
No doubt.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's some more Fire by Ever Supreme. Remember where you heard it first. Exclusive GQ Palace. Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Come on, stop playing. Take your clothes off. I want to paint a picture. Let me see. Got my paintbrush. I got my paints. But I don't seem to have a canvas. Can I use your body?
Divas, I do apologize, but that is not I Burn. Flo, are you there?
Yeah, we here. Right?
Yes, my engineer is going to get the right song and throw it up there for y'all. Because as soon as I heard it, I knew that wasn't I Burn.
It's all good. It's all good. Mistakes happen. We appreciate that you even playing the music for us.
No doubt. Well, we're definitely going to get it on. You know, everybody makes mistakes here and there. But they're getting it together right now so we can play and everything. But until the meanwhile, Ever Supreme, let me get into you real fast. Since you know we're going to play that single solo dolo. What made you want to decide to be a rapper?
Oh, man.
I heard the hip hop, heavy to the hip. That was it for me. I was like, I gotta do that.
Now,
I would see cats like, as an early kid when I was young, I grew up in the Vernon, and there was a Memorial Park. Everybody used to just break dance, spit over there, and that song, that's what made me want to do it.
So can I ask you a question? Where do you see yourself, like, let's say 3 years from now?
Hopefully touring worldwide and rich. Straight up.
I want to play hard. I feel you, Flo. I don't want to leave you out. You have any events coming up anytime soon?
Yeah. You said any events, Rich?
Yeah, you have any events coming up?
Yeah, actually, I just booked the party next Saturday at Margarita Lounge. That's right. That's in the BX. I'm celebrating my birthday along with a couple of friends of mine is going down a little heavy at Margarita Lounge next Friday right here in the BX. Shout out to Envy Swag for co-working with me on this event. We have July 27th, the Paid in Full 80s event. Shout out to MCUN on that. That's going to be at Bishop Perry Hall in Harlem. Edison Queen will be performing that night also. He will be touching the stage with me that night. That's
Okay. Well, my engineer got everything together. So once again, we're going to get into that Burning single, I Burn. All right?
Yes.
For sure. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Okay, I don't know what's going on with the I Burn. She got it, but it ain't going through. So we're going to give it a couple of more seconds. I do apologize for this inconvenience, everybody that's listening. The caller's on the line. Flo, Ever Supreme. I do apologize.
Yeah.
We definitely going to try what we could do because we still got a couple of minutes left. But I do want to hear that single. So she's going to get up and running. But Ever Supreme, let me ask you real fast. Where do you see yourself as an up-and-coming artist?
Wait, he said, where do you see yourself as an up-and-coming artist? And humble and trying to make it, man. I don't even put myself in a category. I'm just an artist trying to make it.
Okay, so, like, what's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
My goals, I wanna change what people are doing now. Lack substance. I wanna bring a little substance back.
Well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. You understand? You definitely gotta bring the substance. I definitely wanna get this I Burn CD going on. But if we don't, all the listeners is definitely gonna be played next week. If we don't get it through tonight, it's
definitely
gonna be an exclusive.
Definitely.
By the way, just to let y'all know, you know, we got a promotional CD coming out. You know, GQ Palace had a promotional CD coming out. You know, so I think we got everything right now, but it's going to be a double one. So if I have enough room, I hope y'all don't have no problem with me adding she to it. It's going to be like a promotional CD, though.
Definitely, Rich. That sounds like a plan. We definitely all in. We actually are sending you the single again. We're emailing it to you right now as we speak. And you can try to pull it up again.
Okay. But that, she is off the hook. I Burn is crazy too, but she is killing it hard. When I say killing it hard, it's killing it hard. Okay, I just got another call. It's ready. So what we going to do, I just want her to throw it on while I'm on the air right now.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
like this, like this, yeah, yeah, like that, Who do it like this, put it down like that? Yeah, I'm murder on the track. Wanna strip, I'm straight up crack. I make that money double back. To them hoes, I am the Mac. Yeah, I'm goalie with the strap. I hustle hard, ride my cars, got New York on my back. Get 'em, lost straight from the trap, get 'em. All I see is hood rats, get 'em. So I'm moving them packs so I can leave and never come back. Too much of the world to see for me to not be on my breeze. Smoking the finest trees with the finest chick on her knees. I wanna take trips to Belize, so this dog scratching off fleas. Got no time for them parasites, especially for them bees. Hot boy like BG, like Ray Charles can't see me. Matter of fact, like Stevie, believe me, it's too easy. I'm one of the best to ever do this shit. So sick, I tear through this shit. Took way too long, couldn't wait for me to prove this shit. Now shorty bounce, move that ass, slow motion, and do it fast, face down, butt up. Other niggas, they like to cover me. I pass them hoes around. Got no time for sluts. Only got time for that money. That money stay in my clutch. I don't spend it on hoes. I'm so Scrooge McDuck. Got that money team like Ray J. Come on with it like Gay Day. I ain't with that funny shit. Bitch, you better pay me. Got pimp the game. Pimp the hoes. Pimp the lames and pimp some more. I'm about that pimp, baby. He's a pimp for sure. Let's go.
Supreme, I told you I got you, right? I got us. Flowway management. That's how we do. Make it happen.
Fellas, that joint is fire, too. I definitely have to give a shout-out to my engineer, because she's definitely going to make it happen, regardless of the fact. You know what I mean? Definitely going to make it happen. Now, how long did it take you to write that single?
Like 5 minutes.
Damn, you just fast with it.
Yeah.
You just fast with it.
I was just having fun with it.
I feel you. Now, is there any information you want to give the listeners that's listening right now? You know, your information and all that?
Yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook.com, Twitter, Ever_Supreme, Facebook.com/Ever Supreme. Basically, ReverbNation.com/Ever Supreme. I'm everywhere. Not New Hip Hop, Baptist, Ever Supreme.
Like the fan page, Facebook.com/Supreme the Rapper. Do that ASAP.
Yo, Flo, you want to give them that information while you're on there, too?
What happened, Rich?
You want to give them the information, too? Because you got a party coming up. You know, you might as well give everybody your information.
Yes, sir. Facebook.com/FloGotStyle. FloGotStyle. Follow me on Twitter at FlowsWay1. That's FloSWay1. Hit me up. Go.
No doubt. Ever Supreme Flo, I got to get y'all on for like a longer interview so we can definitely have something going on. Yo, you're definitely cool. Killing it. We're going to do what we can do. You know, to push the singles harder.
Thank you, man.
No doubt.
We appreciate it, man.
No doubt. We definitely got to have you on for like a longer interview and all that.
For sure.
All right, good looking. Ever Supreme and Flowway, Dons and Divas. All right, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank the callers, but most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to give another special shout out to my fiance. I love you, babe. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. Stay safe and cool. This is GQ Palace, Love Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby.
still can't, I can't get away.